This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Show, broadcast number 223 for Friday, January 12th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures are turning lower in Friday morning. Despite gleaning support from stronger crude oil prices, canola and other oilseeds are watching their gains recede. The March canola contract dips 50 cents at $622.20 per ton, and the May contract sheds 80 cents at $629.80 per ton. Attacks by United States and United Kingdom forces on Houthi rebels in Yemen are sending crude oil prices upward. While Malaysian palm oil is higher, gains in the Chicago soy complex are waning and European rapeseed is turning lower. The Canadian Grain Commission reports producer deliveries of canola for the week ending January 7th are more than 220,000 tons, lower than those in the previous report. Canola exports climb to 147,000 tons, while domestic usage pulls back to 162,000 tons. Frigid temperatures across the prairies this week are likely to impede grain deliveries. Canola crush margins nudge up, with the nearby positions between $190 and $200 per ton above the futures. The Canadian dollar is on the rise on Friday morning, with the loonie at 74.88 U.S. cents, compared to Thursday's close of 74.58. The United States Department of Agriculture is set to publish its monthly supply and demand estimates at 11 a.m. Central. Pre-report estimates project U.S. soybean ending stocks to dip to 243 million bushels. The carryover for corn is to pull back to nearly 2.11 billion bushels, and the wheat carryout is to dip to 658 million bushels. The USDA will also issue its winter wheat plantings report, with the average trade guess at 35.79 million acres, compared to 36.7 million a year ago. Plus, the USDA will release its quarterly stocks report. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Friday morning. The March contract adds 4 cents at $12.40 per bushel. March soy oil is relatively steady at 48.78 cents per pound. March soy meal is up $2.20 at $364.40 per short ton. Corn is slightly lower, with its March contract slipping 2 cents at $4.55 per bushel. Chicago oats are mixed, with its March contract easing back a penny at $3.82.5. The U.S. wheat complex is slightly lower, with Chicago March down a half cent at $6.03. Kansas City March loses 4 cents at $6.17. And Minneapolis March sheds a penny at $6.99. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday morning, January 12th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.